What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, let's start here.
Okay.
The Grizzlies on Monday.
You okay?
I agreed, yes. I'm A-okay, okay. I promise.
Okay.
Agreed to a massive five-year, $240 million extension with star Jaren Jackson Jr., which is the largest contract given out in franchise history. Now, Triple J did suffer a toe injury training this week, but thankfully is expected to make a full recovery. Buy or sell, the Grizzlies giving Jaren Jackson Jr. this mega contract means they have zero intention of trading Ja Morant.
Buy.
Buy.
It's also bad news for the Lakers, who thought they were going to be able to sign him next year, next summer. I like it for Memphis, and I think they're trying to retool, right? Again, you're going to see this. You're going to see guys have to go away because of how the CBA works. I want to make sure I heard you properly, because I'm in Vegas and you're in New York. Buy or sell, when you try to say Triple J, you said Triple D?
Sell.
Okay, I heard it wrong. Good.
I think the guy coming in next segment, he knows a thing or two about that.
Good. I just...
Yeah.
Get it together, Hickey.
Yeah, those letters, they are tricky. Oh, boy. Miles Turner, how about this? He shocked the basketball world yesterday.
Talk to me.
By signing a four-year, $107 million contract with the Bucks. Now, Turner, who spent his entire 10-year NBA career in Indiana, wanted to stay with the Pacers, but reportedly the Pacers do not want to enter the luxury tax in a year in which they will not have Tyrese Haliburton. Buy or sell, the Pacers sent a horrible message to their team and fans by not re-signing Miles Turner.
There's a world where you could try to give them the benefit of the doubt, and you could point out they have a lot of guys in that roster they're going to have to pay, and they might even be a piece short, and blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to buy that it's a terrible message, because you earn the benefit of the doubt based on your history, and this is a team that has had a reputation for being cheap going back 20 years. They have not been in the tax I think 2006 is the last time they were in any kind of tax, and there was obviously proof of concept. I understand that Halliburton's injury is a game changer, and there's a world, I think, where you can talk yourself into maybe Miles Turner isn't necessary starting in, not this year, but next two seasons from now, but yeah, it's ugly, man. I feel bad for Pacers fans.
That's tough, too. Air out of the balloon, what, a week, 2 weeks after that incredible finals run ending?
And Milwaukee, the Pacers and the Bucks hate each other. They get into it when they play. They don't like each other, so it's a weird... It's not just that he's leaving, not just for a rival that they hate. I mean, buy or sell, the upside for Pacers fans is at least you get to watch Doc Rivers throw Miles Turner under the bus all the time.
Buy!
And clog up that cap space. $50 million, essentially, right, is what that salary cap number is going to be, or that slot.
When you include the Damian Lillard...
That's
cap hit for the next five years.
That's crazy. It's like NFL cap management in the NBA, which you never see because of dead cap money.
This is the new thing now, right? Like, you're going to wait till they trade Giannis. I mean, just what are they? It's bad.
Speaking of not liking each other, remember when Giannis went into the tunnel because he wanted the game ball and the Pacers had it and there's a thug going to enter the locker room, fight him? That disdain is real.
What a weird fit Miles Turner and Antetokounmpo are, too. I mean, it's fine, but what I really want, if I'm going to spend $50 million a year, is what Lillard never became, right? Like a consistent high-level scorer, but maybe somebody in this version of the NBA who can also be a great defender. I mean, that's what you need. You need Pascal Siakam or Paul George I would take a top guard who can score, but... I mean, even Kevin Durant, who wasn't going to go to Milwaukee, right? If you're going to spend the money, take a flyer on Kevin Durant for 2 years. I mean, he's not going to Milwaukee, but you catch my meaning.
I catch your drift.
Honestly, dude, would you rather have Miles Turner at $50 million a year? Because it's 26 for Turner and it's 22 for Lillard's cap hit per year, but they have that cap hit to get Turner, so it's basically $50 million for Turner. Would you rather have Turner for 4 years at 50 or LeBron for 2 years? At 50.
LeBron for 2 years at 50.
Right. I mean, again, LeBron's probably not going to Milwaukee. I understand that. But you could have asked.
Don't know until you ask.
Give LeBron 3 years, 150. I wonder if he would have thought about it.
Interesting. I don't know.
I also would be fired as a GM like John Horst might be in 4 years if I had made that move. But it's just, but it comes to mind.
How about this? Last month, 49ers OC Clay Kubiak said he believes Mac Jones is still capable of being a starting QB in the NFL despite 4 seasons that have been nothing but underwhelming. Now, while Mac's future is TBD, we have seen quarterbacks like Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield be able to revive their careers seemingly from the dead. Buy or sell? Quarterbacks in general, Bill, deserve more than just 2 or 3 years to show whether they could be a franchise quarterback or not.
So, it's really interesting. I think it requires some nuance and some context. I'll buy it, and here's why.
Buy.
He actually had a pretty good start to his career. 22 touchdowns, 13 interceptions as a rookie, was 10-7 as a starter. And then Bill Belichick and all his pre-Jordan Hudson wisdom, this is sarcasm alert, decided not to have an offensive coordinator. So I don't know if it's years as much as it is opportunities outside of the wrong coach, the wrong coordinator, the wrong culture, the wrong organization. So, look, you could be a rookie and they could trade you and you could immediately turn your career around if you're in the right spot. But I do think the Darnold thing and the need for quarterbacks showed that there are some guys that were ruined by other places that at least in one case were able to be salvaged. And by the way, not just Sam Darnold. Geno Smith salvaged his career. I mean, there are some, I don't know, do we put Baker? We probably do put Baker Mayfield on that list because he was so bad in Charlotte for his short stint there. So there's proof now. We've seen that you can dust off some of these guys and you can make it work. So yes, it's a buy. You know what? Strong buy. Strong buy.
Buy.
Should we get a new drop? Strong buy. Not just buy.
Should we have the guy, because he goes buy. What if we have him go, oh, buy.
That's a strong buy. What if we had like Terry Crews just say buy?
Terry Crews, that was
a strong guy.
Yeah, buy it out of nowhere. Just buy. And I like it. I just
buy.
Didn't see it coming.
Know, if it's like a, you know, a super like or something like that, you know, if you really want to buy, you really believe it. If you want a strong buy, I think we need a strong man to say the word buy. The Rock.
I mean, The Rock is the Rock's. The Rock's a, that's a choice.
Strong guy, you know.
Yeah. Maybe Terry we'll find Crews. Out. I like it.
Oh yeah, he's still big.
I just like no, it's not wrong. I just didn't have it on my bingo card that Terry Crews was going to come up today.
Can't explain why he was the first person when I thought of who's a strong guy that he came to mind, but I guess congrats to you, Terry. You're still relevant somehow.
I love where your head's at.
Ohio State standout receiver, wide receiver Jeremiah Smith, Bill, made a bold declaration to The Athletic this week, guaranteeing that the Buckeyes will beat Michigan every year moving forward that he's still on the team. Now, recently, the Wolverines have flipped that rivalry on its head, winning the last 4 matchups. Buy or sell, Ryan Day, despite winning the national title, still has massive amounts of pressure in your mind to beat Michigan this season.
I mean, Josh Page just walked us through it. Buy.
Buy.
Yes. When I was in college, Missouri against Kansas was defined in basketball and in football when they both got good about who won that game. Didn't matter the rest. Kansas could make the Final Four. I don't care as long as Mizzou beat them one time in the regular season. What was Penn State's rivalry? Not be mediocre against themselves?
The rivalry against James Franklin?
The rivalry against James Franklin, yeah.
They don't have, like, they played Pitt a few times. They played Temple a few times. They played, I mean, it really is just trying to beat Ohio State or Michigan. They don't have, like, a hated rival that they play
every
year. It's
because they're not original Big Ten members. When they came in, my parents, as of 10 years ago, barely considered them a Big Ten program.
They've been in for 30 years.
I know. I'm aware of that.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Just saying.
All right. Oh, okay. A lot to earn still.
Got a rival.
Scary scene, Bill, happened in yesterday's WNBA Commissioner's Cup as Red Panda, the halftime performing legend, unfortunately took a spill, falling from her unicycle onto the ground minutes into her routine. She left the floor clutching her wrist, and The Athletic is reporting that she left the arena in an ambulance. By yourself, you would attend a sporting event just to see Red Panda perform at halftime.
Can I just sell the laughter in your voice?
Sell.
Is there laughter?
Yeah, there is.
There's no. This is dead serious. I'm not saying you join Red Panda's fall.
Sell.
Sell.
I actually don't like this because I've obviously been to a lot of NBA games. There's a in the halftime show, some of them are harrowing. There's a guy who has like 30 chairs. Have you seen this? And he stacks the chairs on top of each other. And then climbs to the very top. And I'm always looking at this thing. It just takes one time and he's done. I don't want to watch that. And then he then he climbs down and slow. He builds the chairs up as he climbs. Have you seen this? And then it's crazy. So he takes a chair, right, and then he stands on it.
Okay.
And then he puts another chair upside down to basically form a box. Then he gets on the box. Then he somehow, they hand him a chair and he puts it there with him on it. And then they hand him another chair. And then they start throwing him chairs.
And he never falls down.
Seen this 30 times.
And the house of chairs never collapses.
There was one time where I saw him wobble and I got up and went to the restroom or got a hot dog or something. I was like, I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch chair guy go.
You're not going to like what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I think that inherent danger and the real possibility of something going wrong is what's intriguing.
It is amazing. It's an amazing skill.
But that's not good enough to say, hey, the Clippers are playing the Hornets tonight, but no. Red Panda's performing. Let's just go get cheap tickets and let's just go for the halftime show.
It's like anything else. Once you've taken in, I mean, I got to the point in my career when I was a national columnist where I stopped going to the Super Bowl. I mean, I would go, but I would just leave on Saturday because I went to so many Super Bowls. I was over the event.
Dogs catching frisbees. You're over it all. There's nothing, no halftime performance that you would say I would want to see again.
I mean, the halftime shows of the Super Bowl were always my favorite part of going to that game because I had to work.
Put that aside. Like, that's obviously great. Like, that's a concert, no, basically.
No, do I want to, am I interested in watching a dog catch a frisbee? No, Ryan, that's not high on my bucket list.
I'm also going to ask a question that I think I already know the answer. Do you like fun, Bill?
So.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
Doesn't sound
bye.
Like it.
Jeez. Buy it. Bye. I love fun. Wait. Your definition of fun is a dog catching a frisbee?
Well, not that. That one just.
Why is that fun?
That's whatever. Fine. Red Panda is bouncing on a unicycle, flipping bowls onto her head. I don't think there's a number of times you could see it and not be amazed.
I've created it.
Chair garage. Like, the thing with chair this guy is there's a chance. It's not like magic where, like, once you see the trick one time, it's like, okay, I know how it's done. I've seen it. See you later. Every time he does it, there's a chance he goes down.
You have a very
No,
I don't. You have a very make me a bicycle clown approach to being entertained.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's too hard.
Sell.
Buy or sell, you were the obnoxious kid from what was that? Wedding Crashers.
No.
Sell.
Make me a bicycle clown.
I want to make it for you. I'm not going to like it.
Are we done or we have more?
We do have one more. Let's finish here since this is just gone off
fun.
The rails.
Let's see if it's as fun as a dog catching frisbees. That's amazing. I take it back. I'm in Vegas, but if I can find a dog catching a frisbee somewhere in Vegas, I'm forget the Hoover Dam with kids today. I'm doing that.
What's not fun is getting banned from a stadium, so that way you can't even see the halftime show if there is one. Mm-hmm. The Diamondbacks yesterday announced they have banned a season ticket holder for the rest of the season. Because he interfered early this week of the left fielder by reaching over the left field wall to catch a ball that was in play. Now, not the first time we've seen a fan, you know, make their presence known, but the reason why he was banned for the rest of the season was because this was now the fourth time, Bill.
Oh, my gosh.
Fourth time this specific fan has interfered with a play over the last few years. They said he is welcome back in 2026 if he meets certain circumstances that were not made public. Buy or sell. This fan should be banned from every stadium for life.
It's a cooling off period. I'm going to sell. Let's, you know, this is like Sam Darnold. Look, you messed up. It's not good. But let's give you another chance in 26.
Give you a fifth chance?
He's not doing it against his own team, right?
The Diamondbacks are in the field. And they said, I don't think the ball's. Now, I don't think it was catch.
That's bad.
But what do we. Either way,
if they're up
or they're not. You can't. You really have to badly catch the ball. You got to lean over.
I respect. I mean, I want to. Four times. But for life? You want to give him a second chance?
How many more? Like, after the first time, you should probably be like, buddy.
Would you change your mind if this guy found you a ticket to watch a dog catch a frisbee?
No, I can't be swayed that easily. Right. If it was Red Panda, different story.